This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the annual number of new cases of Alzheimer's and dementia-related diseases expected to double by mid-century, note this movement by an increasing number of towns and cities. They're branding themselves, this is the term, dementia-friendly. Reporter Catherine Richard visited one town in central Minnesota that is a model for this.
Early on a November morning near Painesville, Minnesota, Linda Mussel is training employees of a local eye care chain to help customers with dementia. She asks the crowd of 25 how many know someone with the disease, and hands shoot up around the room.
So it touches all of us, doesn't it?
Mussel shares some simple rules for helping a customer with dementia. Approach the customer from the front. Use familiar words and...
Never argue with someone with dementia. You will not win.
Mussel is a volunteer with a statewide program meant to make Minnesota's towns accessible for people struggling with the disease. The state has a long tradition of taking the needs of the elderly seriously. In fact, Painesville takes those needs so seriously, it greets visitors with a billboard announcing that it's a dementia-friendly community. Programs offer shopping assistance at the local grocery store, education for first responders, and training for local businesses. Ann Friedrichs, who participated in the training, says helping customers who have dementia is just good business.
When you know a little bit more about a person coming in, it actually gives you, more opportunity to create a comfortable environment for that person.
How does she know who has Alzheimer's? The program has made cards which say, "Please be patient with my father, mother, spouse, whatever," that caregivers can hand over to sales assistants.
I think it's really all about inclusion.
That's Sam Fazio, who directs constituent services for the Alzheimer's Association. He says the Minnesota model is working so well that the organization wants to adopt it nationwide. Fazio says that the focus needs to be on the family, but also on the community.
How can people with Alzheimer's disease continue to be included, engaged, supported in their communities so that they can function as independently as long as possible?
And there's another plus. Keeping dementia patients independent means keeping them out of nursing homes. And that translates into big healthcare savings. In Painesville, I'm Catherine Richard for Marketplace.